This podcast recorded before a live internet audience. To learn how to listen and watch live, visit tunein.alphageekradio.com.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your snowed-in couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, February 16th, 2015.
And this is episode 170. How's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, it's
170.
170.
I hope this is 170.
That's a pretty good number.
Yeah, it was 169 last week.
But I'm still getting used to saying 2015.
But you've been doing great for the past 31, 16, 47 days.
Luckily, we don't write checks anymore, so I don't have to worry about putting that on my checks.
Yeah, I know.
So,
yeah.
But the only place I put the wrong date is when I do queries on the software at work.
Oh, really?
I put 2014, and then I'm like, why is this query taking forever? Because it's going through a year of data.
It's going through a year of data, and at what point do you realize that it's going through a year of data?
Oh, about 3 or 4 seconds in.
Oh, okay. Okay, because it usually...
Yeah, it's a indexed field, so it comes back...
Pretty quickly?
That way, yeah.
So, by quickly, what is the time frame of that a normal query would run?
Well, it depends on what I'm querying for in the date range.
A normal query of 2 months.
Oh, 2 months. Mm-hmm. On production?
Yeah.
Just straight picking records, not any particular, not parsing them. I query for a lot of different things at work. You gotta understand this. Okay, it'd probably take maybe a minute.
Okay, so that's for 2 months.
Two months worth of data.
So we're looking
If I'm just getting the parse date, probably less than like 30 seconds probably.
So we can be looking at anywhere from 3 minutes to a 10 minute for a year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible, but that's enough time to, you know, go to the bathroom and take care of some business, and you know when you come back.
I usually have other things to do while I'm running the query, but okay.
What does Renee normally do when she's pulling a query from work?
Like, after I pull the query, I check my email.
Which email?
My work email.
Oh, okay, your work email.
I check Slack, which is where my team talks.
Okay.
Make sure I didn't miss anything on there.
Okay.
I look at my current cases to see, you know, what I need to work on next. You know, I need... And, I'm pretty much working... On a good day, 3 or 4 cases at a time.
Yeah.
Just in different stages. One's in code review. One's in, you know, I'm waiting for a query. One, I'm waiting for information from somebody. So.
Right.
So, yeah. It's
right.
Cool.
So, while we're at the beginning of this, so a lot of people you hear at the beginning, you can check out our show live every Monday at 8:30 at tunein.alphageekradio.com. Gnomewise has actually kicked up a video channel as well. You can go out there, click on channel 2 for audio, and then we're also on channel 2 for video as well. There's a option to get into a chat. If you select Frog Pants on that page, and then in the Kiwi IRC on the side, if you take out Frog Pants, the pound Frog Pants, and put in pound Valentine Cast, you'll be able to get right in. You'll have video next to chat, you know. So, you know, it's something cool that Gnomewise is doing. I will be talking to him this week. Hopefully,
okay, cool.
This week, to get us a little tick box up at the top. Yeah.
Someone's saying they're getting skips on video.
Really?
Skipping?
Let me see. I'm not showing any drops.
This He's is weird. Chugging along, but choppy. Probably shouldn't tell you these things because you'll spend the entire podcast trying to figure out what's going on.
Nah, I mean, I don't know what's going on. I'm not sure if I'm curious where they're looking. If they're looking on Twitch Live, mm-hmm. or if they're looking on ValentineCastLive.com. And I'm curious if they go to Alpha Geek and check from there. So I'm not quite sure.
If we still do the same thing?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, why you say you shouldn't tell me?
Oh, because I don't want you to be obsessed with it while we're doing the show.
Well, I'm not going to be obsessed with it.
Someone said it looks okay to them on Twitch, so bam, take that.
So it's a good chance that it's the Valentine Cast Live page. And I know Alpha Geek probably is doing a better job mm-hmm. on their side than what I was doing. So that's one of the good things about what Nomaz is doing is that he'll be able to, facilitate that. My page that I'm using is really on the back end. Mm-hmm. It's just Blogger with me. It's just a simple page. And it has some things in there for folks to be able to use the chat mm-hmm. and video on the same page. But like I said, Alpha Geek did a little bit better. I'm pretty sure their resources are a little bit better than what I have.
I guess so. But I'm glad we could make it. So
yeah, definitely.
We are the snowding couple, by the way.
Yeah. So Louisville got hit with some snow, but before we get to that. Who do we have with us today?
Today, we have Punk Gopher in the house.
Hey, man.
JK Grammar is in the house. JB Hannah is always here. And Diddy is here. Mm-hmm. And we have someone new called Brain Goo.
Hey, Brain Ew. Goo.
Ew.
Thanks for joining.
That just makes me say ew.
Thanks for joining
Maybe us Maybe that was today. His whole purpose, though. So he did what he was supposed to do.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. So we're glad to have everybody here today and all that good jazz.
I am glad to have everybody here.
Yep. What was what were we talking about?
We're talking about snow.
So Louisville, I'm not even sure how many inches we got.
It is not the snowpocalypse of the north.
Right.
It's not that bad.
Right.
You know how some people, you know, this snow.
So we were due to get 8 to 12 inches. It has not been complete yet. It is currently 16 degrees and it feels like 4 degrees outside. I'm trying to see how many inches we've gotten so far. Let's see. Please bear with me. I know when I went to go out to shovel. But when I went out to go shovel, our neighbor was already shoveling our driveway.
That was such a nice surprise.
It was a nice surprise. And I was very thankful for that because, you know, we were feeding the girls and everything else. And it was nice to not have to, I guess not to have to worry about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was very nice.
Do you remember when we came home with the girls? You didn't mow the lawn the whole time? It was crazy.
Yeah.
It's a crazy time, so I don't blame you, but.
Yep. But yeah. I'm not seeing how much snow we've gotten.
Yeah, today. But they pretty much told everybody if you don't have to go home, don't go out.
Right. If you don't have to go anywhere.
Don't go.
And if you have like a doctor's appointment or a medical appointment, you could actually call the police office and they'll come and get you.
Yeah, in Indiana.
Yeah.
That was in Indiana. I don't think they do that here.
Now, I assumed they would have done it here, but.
I bet you they've done it. You know. Because Louisville has more people. That was for a tiny little town in Indiana.
Jeffersonville.
I don't think we're supposed to get any tomorrow.
Okay. That's cool. So let's go ahead and let's jump into a little bit of the weekend wrap up.
Let's do it.
Weekend wrap up. Boom.
That's how you people say it, right?
So it was Valentine's weekend.
Yeah, so it was our day.
It was It was our surname day.
Everybody was celebrating because of us.
Yep. So, and you're probably wondering, you know, Renee and Jay Valentine, the Valentine cast, mm-hmm. you guys must have did it big.
And because I'm here, your name.
Because it's our name. And I'm here to tell you that we did do it big. And what we did big was relaxed at the house.
We didn't do anything. You try to make it seem like we did something. We didn't do anything.
Yeah, we didn't do anything. We caught up on a lot of TV. Adrian and Cole came over, and we
That was fun.
That was fun.
Our son Sawyer is getting so big.
He is. He's 4 months. He is officially 3 months younger to the day of Zoe and Maya.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So they came over and we all hung out. I made beef barbecue. Today I made pulled pork barbecue.
Yeah, we like barbecue in the house.
Well, and it's simple. You know, throw it in the crock pot, let it go slow, and then, you know, tear it apart, throw some barbecue sauce. But on the pork, I did it right. I put vinegar on it, so.
Oh, is that what you're supposed to do?
Mm, I made it Carolina style.
Oh. Well, it was, but it had the sweet barbecue sauce on it.
It had a little bit, just a little bit.
Okay.
You know, so.
It wasn't like the sloppy.
No.
Barbecue of like some places.
Right, right.
Gotcha.
So Hando has asked, can we create him a date for next year?
Create a date?
Do you want this date?
Create a date? Like.
Yeah, I'm assuming a nice young.
Robot?
Nice young partner.
Okay.
As in date. Do you want this date to be virtual? Or do you want this date to be physical? You know, like within, you know.
Like a female kind of date or event kind of date?
How you know it's female, babe? You're just assuming. That's why I said, you know,
or male.
Or that's why I just said a partner. That's all I said. Like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, you're making assumptions that you shouldn't make. And you of all people are not the type of person.
Me of all people.
Yeah.
You mean me of all people.
Right. A fruit kind of date. Oh, that's what Brangu said.
Oh, a fruit. That's true. Date is also a fruit.
Oh, that is true. Isn't that just raisins? Isn't that a prune?
No. Dates and prunes, I think they're in the same family, like a fig.
All right, go ahead and look it up.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it.
So while Hando is getting his thoughts together as to what kind of date he would love to have, if it would be a companion, if it was virtual or physical, or if it's a date as in time, or a date as in fruit. You know, which is from Renee's very intelligent breaking it down. I can't even think of the right word to say. She thinks it's in the family of the prunes. And I think it's just a prune. But that's just me. So Hando will be sticking with chicks, as is what he said. And we're still trying to figure out what type of date exactly is he talking about.
Figs and dates are really alike.
Oh, so. Figs and dates are really alike. So while Renee's doing that, so the other thing we did this weekend, Friday evening started off crazy.
What did we do Friday evening?
My PC.
Oh.
While playing WoW was shutting down. The screen would go black and just become unresponsive. I was unable to remote in or anything else. It did this. So I took my PC apart, you know, cleared out all the great dust that was in there and all that good stuff. Put everything back together, put it back on the system, and then turned it back on. It did it again. What's going on? And I happened to have the side of the case open, and I looked in there, and the fan on the video card wasn't spinning. And I kept looking closer, and I could see the fan try to move, you know. So I was like, oh, man. You know, I powered it off, pulled the card out, took the card up front, took it apart, you know, cleaned the fan out, cleaned the heating sinks and all that other stuff, tried to get it going again, put it back in, same thing, you know, fan not spinning. So it's kind of like in a conundrum a little bit. What I'm going to do, you know, it's been 5 years since we shopped for a card. It's been over 5 years since we had these cards.
Yeah, it's crazy how long and then, had them.
Called in, yeah, it was overheating because it was getting too hot. Now, if I wasn't playing the game, everything was fine. I mean, it would just sit here idle and web pages and stuff like that. And I think, Renee, that's why when I was watching some videos, it would get choppy.
Oh, okay.
Because you remember me telling you that the videos were choppy you were putting up?
I've had that happen to me before.
Right. Oh, over here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when I've been watching Facebook videos?
Yeah, I mean, it could be happening. I don't know. But I had some folks help me out, try to find a card, and ended up getting a R9 270 Radeon.
Ooh. Fancy.
There's two, it's 2 gigabytes GDDR5. And it has these little copper pipes on it, you know, to help.
Copper pipes?
Yeah, to help. I think they're copper.
So, do you think it's faster than it was before?
Oh, yeah. I actually bumped up the settings in WoW.
Oh, yeah, you did mention that. That's awesome.
Yeah, so, like, when you're flying, you know how sometimes the when you're going from point to point, how when you make the turns, it kind of stutters when you're making the turn a little bit. Mm. I never really noticed it because I was used to it. But I've noticed that when I'm making the turns, it's just smooth and there's no stopping. It's not the... What I thought was just bad pathing was actually my video card.
Okay.
I thought it was
how
bad.
How come we didn't think about that? I mean, we've had them for that long.
To be honest, when I built... When I built these machines for us, I went with the, I don't want to have to buy any upgrades in the next 3 years.
We haven't.
And it's been 5 years, over 5 years now. And
so does that mean we have to upgrade everything at once?
Nah. So the motherboard that I bought, the CPUs I bought, they were on that very crust. Is that what it's called?
Cusp.
It was on the cusp.
You said crust.
Yeah.
It was on the crust.
It was on the very cusp of a turnover. You know what I'm saying? Of new technology coming out. So I got it right then. And our parts are, they're upgradable. Mm-hmm. You know, so we don't have to upgrade everything.
Let me upgrade.
And the good thing is, the power supplies that we got, which are the Corsair 650 watt power supplies, with the technology that's happened over the past 5 years, video cards have gotten better. Their usage of power has gone down. So, you know, it's a good thing.
Yeah. I figure I'll get mine. I'll probably save up and get it within the next three, four months.
Right. And Diddy made a suggestion on my Facebook page that, you know, if the fan wasn't spinning, could I just replace the fan? I had already ordered my card, but I did go out and look to see if it was possible to replace the fan on it. And I hit eBay up and I wasn't able to find quite the right fan for that card.
Yeah, I wouldn't think you can just replace the card. I mean, the fan on a card.
Actually, you can because... Really? You can unplug the fan on there and then take it off. There are six So there's a total of 9 screws that holds everything together.
Okay.
And then, you know, clean it out and everything. Then I'll put thermal paste back on the GPU.
Oh my gosh, you know how scary. Oh right. My gosh, that but, freaked me out.
Right. So I think it was good to go ahead and get the card. I mean, I think we're set. I mean, the only thing that I know that may go out. I haven't done anything yet. I'm just having space issues. Is our operating system drives?
Those, oh my gosh, that'd be scary.
Those operating system drives are from the very, very, very first systems that we built. That you built for the first time. That's when we
in the
were
old apartment.
That's when we were in our first apartment back in 2007 or 2008.
Right.
So that particular drive is 2007, 8 years old.
So it could just go out at any time without warning.
Right.
Anything I have on there could be just gone.
Well, you don't have anything on that one. That's your C drive.
Yeah. I have to make sure I don't have anything on there.
We pulled everything off and put them onto the other drive.
On D drive.
Yeah. So
whenever D drive goes out. Oh, no. See, now I'm starting to panic.
Yeah. You know. So thanks to a bunch of great friends, they helped me get a card. It came in on Sunday. Put the card in, no problem. You know, everything's
I told
going
you
great.
He could just use my card and I could be without a computer, but he wouldn't have it.
See, it's like saying, hey, babe, take my arm and use it for a while.
That's not what but a computer then I'm like, is not an arm.
But I'm like, Renee, you won't be able to give me a full hug. I'd rather for you give me a full hug.
Okay, then give you me took a this half, analogy a little too far.
Then give me a side hug.
I took the analogy too far.
And Diddy says he's addicted to upgrading his PC. And see,
I can see that.
Diddy is, I'm going to guess, and Diddy, you are an Android user, I would say, which is good. Now, there's nothing negative about it, anything like that. I am the type of person that I don't like tinkering after work. I tinker at work all day long. And then when I get home, I don't feel like tinkering my phone. I don't feel like tinkering my PC. I mean, even these bills that we did, when I got them quoted out, I bought all the parts and I was going to build them myself, but I didn't want to. So I had our local computer store build them for us.
That's right. We did.
We ordered through them. We asked them to build it. And then we paid them $75 extra per PC. For warranty. Remember, we got a 3-year warranty with them.
I remember.
So, and JK said that I should just use a Mac, right?
Macs are stupid.
Macs aren't stupid, but I did.
No, I think they're stupid.
So, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning, I did use my Mac to play some WoW. And.
Stupid.
I will say it's different. I will not say it's stupid. But it's weird that my mouse was dragging, and it was because the Logitech software was open, and I had to close the Logitech software, and you know,
okay.
And it's just not the same. It's just not as smooth on my PC.
The Macs turned me off for one reason, one reason only.
Why is that?
They're one button mouse. That I know that they don't even have that.
Well, now anymore. I mean now you can. You know, you can use a regular Windows mouse or, you know,
my
gaming mouse.
I remember that, and I was like, I hated it. Hated it.
And a lot of people, I use a Logitech G600 that has, like, all these buttons, let's see, on the side here. And then it has the buttons on top, I mean, right here as well.
I don't like it.
Renee doesn't like it because...
It's too many buttons, too many choices.
She thought... that the right mouse click button was the third button for this finger here. And she was like, I click your right button, but nothing happens. I was like, oh, babe, that's the shift key so that if I want to do some kind of shift mouse click, it'll do something weird. She was like, no, I hate your mouse.
Diddy said that he's been known to wipe his PC and reload the OS and everything for fun.
I used to. I literally, that was one of the things that I absolutely loved doing at one point, you know.
Weren't you scared you would just lose everything?
I mean, you got it in the cloud, or you do it all on the partition. You know, you have a partition where your C is just your OS.
You start talking hardware kind of stuff. And
you have it divided out. You have your C drive, D drive, and something else. And then your C drive is just where your operating system will be.
And yes, the one-button mouse was probably 20 years ago, but my parents' computer is 20 years old.
Right.
No, it's not 20 years old, but
right.
It feels like it.
Yeah. So that was kind of what we did this weekend. Sunday we had a bunch of visitors over. It was horrible.
It was not horrible.
I had to talk to people. Nah.
It wasn't horrible. It's just
See, you even said you were tired today because your weekend was not relaxed. And you know why?
My weekend is never relaxing anymore. It has nothing to do with company.
Because we spent majority of our time entertaining people.
Nothing to do with company. It wasn't even like real company. It was my sister's.
Right.
And their friend, Toya.
Yeah.
And my parents dropped by for like a minute.
Right. And
but yeah, they just spent time with the girls, because the girls, you know, if the girls don't see you, they don't know you.
They don't know you.
They're all stranger danger.
Stranger danger. Stranger danger.
That's exactly how they sound too.
Yep. Just like that. So that was the gist of our weekend.
Didn't do much.
Wasn't it?
Yep.
Oh, we made pancakes a lot this week.
Oh my
too.
Gosh.
Okay.
I like that that's a thing.
All right. So,
this is our life now.
Yeah, it kind of is. So that was kind of a weekend wrap up.
We made pancakes for the weekend.
That was kind of a weekend wrap up. And that was a little bit of technology. Yes. I'm not going to go through and play all those bumpers. But let's do a little bit of media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
All right, Renee, so what you been doing on media?
Let's see. I have been binge-watching a new show.
Right.
Big Love.
Big Love? And how is Big Love? That's an HBO show, right?
That is an HBO show. I am watching it on HBO Go.
Uh-huh.
And not too bad. It has Chloe Sevigny, Bill Paxton, Gene Thornberry, I think, and Jennifer Goodwin. Jennifer with a G. How stupid is that?
Are there any boobs?
No.
Or is there sex?
There's butt.
Is it man butt?
Both.
Man butt and women butt.
Both, yeah.
So is it is Big Love very sexual? Is it comedy? Is it what?
Drama?
Oh, it's drama.
With comedic moments?
So it's a calm drama.
I don't know. No. I wouldn't say
it's a comma.
I don't think it's a genre.
It's a comma.
It's a comma.
Comedy drama.
I don't think it's a genre, but...
A dramedy.
A dramedy. Mm-hmm. I have heard of dramedies before. But no,
I'd rather call it a comma.
It's not bad. It's basically about polygamy.
Polygamy.
So it takes place in Utah. And the main characters, guess where they live?
In the clip-clop?
In Sandy. Sandy, Utah. That's where it's got... lived or used to live or does live or something like that. Sandy, Utah.
In the clip clap?
In the clip clop.
Clip clop?
Yes, in the clip clop lodge.
Clip clop lodge.
Yep, that's where they live.
Yeah, man.
But it's a pretty good show. It's, you know, I won't give anything away.
But I will say, Renee did tell me that there were
boobs.
Yeah, she did.
There's not that many. No. No, there's no boobs because all the women are all chaste and everything. So.
Oh. Well, that's cool. So you've been watching that.
It makes me wonder. See, they're polygamous, but they're kind of hiding out, you know, in a regular neighborhood.
Right.
And I'm like, makes me wonder how many, you know, because I remember when Scott was talking about it, like, they aren't even around anymore, not really, and, you know, it's all old-fashioned. I wonder how many are hiding.
Right.
In Utah that he doesn't know about, you know?
Or does he know about?
Or does he, and is keeping it a secret?
Yeah, he could be pulling a Johnson.
I guess he could be.
Nah. You know.
But anyway, the show's interesting. Just, you know, because that's not a life I know of.
I'm kind of with JK a little bit. No boobs, no thanks. LOL.
Oh, so if it's a So if it's a HBO show and it has no boobs, you're in the
trouble. They at least got to give you one good episode to get you watching, kind of like what Orange Is the New Black did.
No, that's not true. You don't have to have
what boobs. What do you mean that's not true? That's what they did that first episode, babe.
Yeah, but you don't have to have the boobs to get you interested.
That's what they the first episode.
I know that's what they did, but then...
And everybody's like... So... Everybody's just waiting.
Okay, so...
Everybody's just waiting for boobs to show up again.
So you're telling me if they didn't show boobs in that first scene, you wouldn't have watched it?
Oh, you asking me? Oh, yeah, I'll probably watch it, but...
Okay.
But I'm answering for everybody. Everybody else wouldn't have watched it.
It's not true.
That's very true.
We are not that sexed up as a society.
We should be sexed up as a society.
And
like
boobs,
that.
People, you can see boobs for free on the internet. You just
those boobs aren't fun.
You just search for breasts. We and like, you see a ton of them.
No,
Google right now. Google breasts, and you'll see breasts.
All
right,
let me. Google
and then, that. So I don't understand what the big deal is.
The big deal is, the big deal is. See, I Google breasts. I don't see pictures. As a boom.
Images. Google images. God.
All right, so that's breasts. But you know what?
But you see tons of breasts.
They don't have any character. I just see breasts. They don't have character. I mean, I see these boobs here, and I'm like, what's your story? Can you tell me where you came from? Who are your owners? You know what I'm saying?
Do people really care about the owner of the boobs, though?
Why not?
Okay.
Why not?
Okay. So, can you make up a story?
There's a lactating boob right there. See?
Really?
That babe, see that boob? I want to know about that.
I'm looking now.
I want to know what's up with that lady. You know, how old is her kid? You know, how long, you know, is she breastfeeding?
Where's
is she
the lactating
pumping?
One?
It was like third row down. You know what I'm saying?
I don't see it like... Oh, I see it.
And then... and then this Hando says, you know, I mean... Hando said, you know, okay, so they have boobs. They have dragons. And Peter Dinklage. Come on. See?
Okay.
Now you see that lactate boob, you're like, I want fat ladies in my puppy
group. That's not what I'm wondering.
See? But I do. I wonder.
Ugh, look how... Ugh. No, it's just like if you Google breast, you also see a lot of infection.
See, I ain't going that breast. Far. See, that's the downside to when you look on the internet like that. You know,
you see the good and the bad.
You see some stuff you don't want to see. You know, you don't get the artistry. You don't get the story. You know,
there's a woman there whose breasts are huge. I'm like, that's how I am before I pump.
you sure it's not something you posted out there?
No. Okay. It's a woman. She's smiling and holding her. Come on, hold on. I'll post it to you.
All right.
But anyway.
So Renee's been watching Big Love.
Big Love, yeah. I'm watching
we
that.
Caught up on Blacklist, which
yes,
was
all caught
good.
Up.
Pretty good. And Renee's sending me something here.
Oh, no, that's wrong. That's the wrong one.
Just save it for me for later.
I will.
I'll look at it later. And then a lot of you guys remember I'm a huge fan of R.A. Salvatore. And one of the things that I have not done is read the following series from R.A. Salvatore. I want to read The Demon Wars. I went to a Half Price bookstore.
You did.
Which, that place is crack.
Yeah, I tend to not go there so much. It's
that place is crack.
Because I have so many books to read already. It's hard to justify getting books from there.
Oh, it's like...
How can you justify getting books from there when you already have it so...
Because they're $2.99, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
$2.99? Yep. Are you out of your mind? Okay.
So, I got the first and second of The Demon Wars. I'm going to start reading those. Picked up a book for the girls. Renee and I, we talked about the book last week. Yeah, we talked about the book last week.
We talked about it already.
And JK asked, have we watched Agent Carter? We have watched the...
One episode.
Premiere.
Yes.
We watched the premiere. We were highly impressed.
I did like it. Pinky is pretty cool.
Yep, definitely. And we will be getting back to it. We are, our DVR is over.
Jay's a little worried.
It's over 70% full. I'm getting a little anxious. Anxious.
I can tell you are.
You know, so we need to get in and knock some shows out. Renee locked. Oh my goodness, Renee.
What?
That is not you.
That's not me?
No.
Oh, I was kidding in general. I know I'm not that big. That's the kind of joke that people would make on my pumping site. How I look before I pump.
Wow.
Anyway.
But yeah, so.
So Jake is a little anxious.
Yeah.
But I think if we have 74, we have a lot of time. We have more time than you think.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
It's a bigger DVR.
But I'm trying to figure out when we delete the shows, is it deleting the show? When does it actually delete the shows off the hard drive?
Right away.
Because, we can restore them.
Oh. I don't know.
How do I delete?
How do you delete?
On my TiVo.
Oh.
How do I delete?
This is the perfect time to do this on the show. Let me tell you.
Right.
Everybody definitely wants to know. But so before there was DVR, did you have a lot of VHS tapes just scattered around?
Did I have a lot of VHS tapes scattered? No. So I had about three, maybe four that I rotated through.
That's all. You taped over things.
Oh yeah.
You taped over things?
Yeah. If I watched it, well, I'm gonna keep it.
Because that's what you're supposed to do.
No.
So I had tons of videotapes. I used to tape videos.
See, that's different. You taping videos
and movies.
That's music. Oh, okay. So if it was, now are you asking TV shows or movies? TV shows, I had a tape that was for TV shows.
Okay.
And those were the ones that got taped over and over and over. Then I had movies. I had a tape for movies. But then, I didn't necessarily have tape for videos because I really wasn't watching any videos. When I was in high school, yes, but I really didn't tape anything.
Yeah, JK had a lot of Star Trek The Next Generation. I used to watch that. I remember that back in the day.
Right, yeah.
That was cool.
So, yeah, I remember programming the VCR and all that good stuff. It was good memories.
It was good because I used to have to do that. I remember I would go to dance class on Thursday nights.
Right.
And Thursday was when
Cosby Show
came on.
Different World
came on. And in order to see that, I had to have Dad tape it. One day he forgot. Super sad.
You were? I would have been too.
World was coming to an end.
Were you like, God, Dad? You just had one job. One job.
If I had said that, yeah, I wouldn't. Things wouldn't have gone too well for me if I had said that.
Right. So yeah, that's kind of what we're doing in media land.
Yeah, haven't played any other games other than WoW. WoW's going great.
Right.
Not in the face.
I did play a little. Okay, so I was attempting to play some Banished last week, but that didn't go too well. It locked up or something. It wasn't because of my video card, so I didn't figure out why it won't launch. I was going to try to play a little bit more Banished since I hadn't played in about almost a year now.
That's crazy.
See how my town is doing. Cowboyville. Because that's where everybody lives.
What's that one that we used to play with the town where we built it up and
Banished?
Oh,
I did play a little bit of Diablo 3. Friday season 2 came out. Started a seasonal character. I started a witch doctor, female witch doctor called Sugar.
Like Shug Knight?
No, Sugar, like Shug Avery.
Like Shug Knight?
No, like Shug Avery, babe. From Color Purple.
Like Suge Knight.
Okay. It's a female. So it ain't Suge Knight. Her name is S-H-U-G-G. A. Sugar. So I got the, I think myself, Lucia, and Sully got to level 17.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't went back because, you know, I was playing WoW. So, anyway.
Nothing the Face is doing well.
Yep, we're doing well.
Our raid team.
Yep.
It's fun.
We got Hansen. We made a lot of progression in Black Rock Foundry. We got down Gruul, Orgorger, the Beastmaster, Hans and Franz, and we're on our way to Flamebender now. So we finally got Orgorger down. It was a night of 12, almost 15 wipes, and then on our last attempt, we got him down.
Because it was because I had to go. I was like, all right, I got to go. And apparently that lit a fire under everybody's butt. And
right.
You got him down. So it's pretty cool.
So I wonder if JK is the Demon Hunter you're talking about. Is that your seasonal character or is that your regular character? Say he has a Demon Hunter who's level 70 and Paragon level 118. My Demon Hunter is level 70, and for regular Diablo 3, that's my Torment 6. That's one of my three Torment 6 farmers, with Paragon level 361. I haven't played in a while, so yeah, it's good. It's good fun. Good fun. I do miss playing Falachi and Azixa and stuff like that, but they have other stuff going on.
Yeah. Life goes on.
Life goes on. But yeah, so let's go ahead. Let's jump into a little food, and then we're gonna wrap things up around here. How's that sound?
Sounds amazing.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right. So Renee made some awesome food this week.
Yeah, I've
What'd you make?
What'd you make?
You made that tortellini.
It's sausage and cheese tortellini
in the crock pot.
It was very cheesy.
It was very good.
But you liked it.
I liked it.
Sausage and rice casserole. Was that this week? Week before.
Yes, that was this week.
Sausage
also.
And rice casserole. We had sausage. And yes. What else do we have? I don't know. I've been doing a lot of meal planning.
I made.
You made roast.
I made oh, you made that one roast dish.
No.
You made a roast dish.
Yeah.
What was that?
Roast and I don't even remember now.
And then you made a pork dish?
Yes, I made a pork dish. I've been doing a lot of good stuff. So
and then I made
meal planning.
And then, like I said at the top of the show, I made some pulled beef barbecue.
That was good.
And I made some pulled pork tonight.
That was yummy. I enjoy that.
But yeah, so we've been, you know, like Renee said, we've been doing a lot of cooking.
Yeah, you know? It's better than being 4:30 and be like, oh crap,
what
are we gonna eat?
Yeah,
you know, because stuff is pretty structured at our house these days. So.
Right.
One day it'd be nice not to meal plan all the time.
Oh yeah,
but
definitely.
Right now it helps. So.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So as we come to a close of the show, just want to just say a quick shout out to Mr. Johnny Feisty, who has a new Patreon that's going on. You can find out about his Patreon for TV Copilot at patreon.com/TV Copilot. If you'd like to support the streaming of his show through Alpha Geek Radio and other great shows on that network, GnomeWise does a phenomenal job of making this content, curating it, bringing it to one place for everybody to consume. You can go to patreon.com/AlphaGeekRadio. Go check those folks out. Just want to say a quick thank you to the folks at Pretty Likes Music at prettylikesmusic.com for allowing us to use their music at the beginning and exit of the show. A huge thank you to the Andrew Allen Trio for allowing us to use their music throughout the show as bed music. And a huge thank you to you, the listener, and the viewers, and our friends. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thank you for your support. And Claudia, we will email you about the business that you have for us for $15 million.
Claudia.
We will email you back and give you all our information so that you can give us the money. That was the only email we got this week.
Yeah. So if you want to be like Claudia,
yeah,
and email us, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. The blog where we post all our stuff, we do that at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast.
Yep.
Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast. You can call us. Where can they call us? Let's see if I'm putting you on the spot.
415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278.
Oh, 28. Oh, yeah. It is 88278. Dang, I thought I was catching them wrong. Video can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. And Jay's Twitter feed is
The Cowboy, THECAOBOY, and Renee's Twitter feed is
The Ice Flow.
And sorry we didn't talk a lot about the girls.
Yeah, they're 7 months now. They're sitting up pretty good.
Maya has a tooth that just came
Maya
in.
Maya has a tooth.
I believe Renee will probably use that for one of the pictures.
Maybe.
Eh.
We aren't that exciting.
Just a heads up, there will be no show next week.
No show.
But we will see you the first Monday of March. Hopefully. Yeah. Should be the first Monday of March.
Yeah.
So we'll see you back then. We hope that you have a great week this week and that you have a great week next week. And we'll be on the Twitters and Facebook and all the things.
So y'all have a good week, and thanks for hanging with us.
Yeah, thanks everybody. Everybody that come hang out with us, thank you so much. Punk Gopher, Tiber, JK Grammar, JB Hanna, Ice Flow, you're always here. Hendo, Diddy, Brain Goo, Diddy, we want you to hug Udella for us, please. She's amazing. You're amazing too, man. You are a handy man. I saw the work you did on that gas stovetop. You are the man.
Yeah, that a stovetop is to die for. It is gorgeous.
I know.
I thought I would never say that about a gas stop. Yep. Gas
stovetop. All right.
I don't even know what my life is anymore.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later. Sorry we're so tired.
Bye, everybody.
It kind of happens. Two kids sucking the life out of us.
Live streaming provided by Alpha Geek Radio and Alpha Geek Video. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn more.